Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status, Big XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. Tia. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ AKTM dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Enter to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture, where we keeping it all precious. Stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, one time my guy Joe Kidd, one time my guy Elvis, what up, Stony Sky, one time for everybody on the check-in, man. We're streaming live in about 30 minutes with some brand new music. But before we get into it, man, this is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. We give people an opportunity to speak their peace, speak their mind, tell their truth. This is the platform. Whether you're moving and shaking, whether you're changing the community through arts, entertainment, entrepreneurship, this is a platform for you to come on and talk your talk and let the people know what you got going on. One time for all the streaming platforms that carry the show, iTunes, Spotify, Mixcloud, YouTube, all the streaming sites, Messy FM, so many streaming sites I can't even name. Also, one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. Every Thursday night, Friday morning, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., check out the Ride and Dirty Show. All right, now, I need y'all to do me a favor. Please, 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 please. What up, Finesse? I got your music dropping. About 30 minutes, I got you, my G. Everybody, 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 number one, please check us out. We stream. We play live music once a day for an hour, give you the best independent music out there. We stream on all not all platforms. We stream on Facebook. We stream on YouTube, we stream on Pikachu, we stream on Beagle, we stream on Instagram, we're streaming on seven different platforms with your new music. I also, please, go to YouTube and subscribe to the Riding Dirty page, and that's Riding Dirty TV, Riding Dirty TV, R-I-D-A-N-D-U-R-T-Y, Riding Dirty TV. Please subscribe up, please subscribe up. All right, but it's time to do what we do best, and let's talk to the people that are doing their thing, and today is no different than any other day on the Riding Dirty Show. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to my guy who's been killing the stream. My guy's been killing the stream. Welcome to the Riding Dirty Radio platform, my guy King Magic. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, Mr. Big? How you doing?
Man, I am doing good. First of all, King Magic, you sound so laid back. You just as cool as your music.
Oh, man, you got to stay cool. Even though these struggles hit you in everyday life, you got to take it one day at a time.
All right, man, the first thing I say is, man, thank you for coming on the platform. I'm very, very humbled to have you here and have an opportunity to finally talk to the person that makes this great music.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. You've been killing it for a minute. I remember my dad first put me on to you. It was like, I think it was like 2000, I want to say 16, I think. He was listening to you one morning, and I've been rocking ever since.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, man, let's start it off by letting the world know where King Magic is from.
I'm originally from Greenville, Mississippi, and I graduated from Tupelo High School in Tupelo, Mississippi. Then I branched off and came to Atlanta, and I've been in Atlanta since 2007.
Okay. All right, what was it like growing up in Mississippi, and when did you discover that you wanted to do music?
Growing up in Mississippi was fun. You know, I grew up in a little small town, you know, back there in the back in them country bushes, but it was fun. My music, I always loved music. I've been in love with music since I could remember. I think the first time I fell in love with music is, I want to say, 96, when Tupac dropped All Eyes on Me. I want to say I was about 8 at that time, and my dad bought the CD, and I was riding with him listening to it, and I've been a fan of music ever since then. That's when I heard N.W.A., then Bone Thugs and Harmony, then the list goes on. But I've always been a fan of music, but I always wanted to rap, but I was nervous growing up. I didn't start doing music till I was like 17, and that's when I first did it. And then I said, you know what, I'm gonna take it, see how far it go. And I've been doing it ever since.
All right, now 17 years old, were you in ATL or were you still in Mississippi?
I was still in Mississippi at the time.
All right, now, how was it? Was it hard, or was it pretty easy to get your music career jumping in your area in Mississippi, because you said it was a small town?
Yeah, in my area, yeah. It was hard because, like I said, around that time I wasn't actually recording. I was just doing a lot of writing. But I didn't really start recording until like 2008. And I linked up with this guy named Tay here in Atlanta. And he gave me my first beat, and he recorded my first song that I ever did. And ever since then, when I started recording, I just fell in love with it. And I kept going from 2008 all the way to now. But the first, like, 3 years of me doing it, it was kind of like I was losing passion for it. And then I linked up with his name is Spider-Man 24. They call him True Scotchy.
True Scotchy!
Yeah, that's my ex-brother-in-law. Me and him had started doing music. We had about 4 songs we had did. But then around that time, you know, I just kept losing the passion for it. And then probably, I want to say about 2 years ago, I just picked it back up. And now I'm just full speed ahead running with it.
All right, I got to ask, man, what would make you even lose the passion for doing music? Because the passion came. What made you?
It's just the way music is now. Like the genres of music that are being played now is just not the same anymore. Because like I said, I do a lot of, I consider my music to be R&B rap. And now the R&B is starting to pick back up. But at first, that type of melody was kind of like dying out because, you know, you had the mumble music, you had the crunk music, so that era was kind of like drowning it out. But now that the R&B is picking back up, you know, it's starting to come back around now. And then, you know, with me, like if I'm working on a song and it's hard to get stuff did, then, you know, I kind of lose the passion for it. But, you know, I think that's one of the hardships that come with it, keeping it going. Even when, you know, things ain't going right, when you still got to keep that fire to keep it going, because it only takes that one to put you in the game.
All right, now, you mentioned your style is kind of R&B rap. Has that always been your style, or is that something you just recently picked up?
Yes, I've always been one of my favorite genres of music has always been R&B, because I grew up around a lot of older gentlemen growing up, and all I ever heard was them play a lot of R. Kelly and Keep Sweating, and I fell in love with that genre of music. So every song I ever wanted to make, I always wanted to be smooth and cater to the ladies. And then LL Cool J always been one of my favorites too, because all the slow music he used to come out with.
All right, now, being in the ATL, how hard is it to get your music noticed in the ATL? Because ATL, I don't hear a lot of artists who do R&B rap.
Oh, yes, it is very, very hard. You got to really be, I put it like this, when it comes to the competition, it's a lot of competition in Atlanta. But the thing about it is you got to have that distinctive sound, and you got to think outside the box and be different, because if not, you're going to sound like a lot of other artists. And I try not to, but I know a lot of my songs, everybody always try to say I sound like T.I., but I try not to, but I was like, this is how I talk.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned your dad twice early in this interview. Man, how has your dad and your family supported your music and your pursuit of it?
Oh, my family and they have supported it strongly. My dad, he always supported it because he always tells me, he always calls me every day. Be like, hey, I just found this old song we used to listen to back in the day, man. You ought to remake it and smooth it out and make it for this type of generation of music. You know, he always give me ideas of different slow music or different R&B cuts to just go back and redo. But yeah, he always supported my music. He always supported.
All right, now, has he ever been an artist, or did he ever pursue it, or he just instilled that in you?
My dad used to be a manager of a small group in Tupelo, Mississippi, I graduated from, and he do a lot of like security work for like artists and things like that. But he was never into the music. But when he found out I was good at it, he always pushed me to keep going.
Okay. All right, now, what's the difference between the music scene in the ATL and the music scene in Mississippi?
The music scene in Mississippi it's not that foundation to get it out as it is in Atlanta. See, in Mississippi, you don't have that. You have to step outside of Mississippi to network. You don't have the good foundation to get your music going or to get it out or, you know, the networking clientele. So it's kind of hard to get it out. Unless you go outside of Mississippi to, you know, big name cities like Atlanta or California, New York, different places like that.
All right. Do you get an opportunity to travel back and forth, like from Atlanta back to Mississippi to let the people in Mississippi hear your music, or is it just pretty much all ATL now?
It's all Atlanta. I haven't had a chance to go back yet, but this summer I am planning to go back to do a little concert back home, where I graduated from high school at. Me and my dad and my cousin are working on that, so we're going to put that into play, and we're going to have a bunch of other artists. You know, I always try to do things to help out a lot of independent artists to get on mainstream. Already got there, so it's the independent artists we're trying to, you know, bring to the light, because a lot of people that got talent, they just can't get it out there the way they want to.
All right. Now, I noticed, like, I love your joint chemistry. I love Sexual Desire. And I noticed on both those records, you work with a female artist. Let the world know who that artist is and how did y'all link up?
All right. The female artist, her name is Janae. And on her Instagram is @NotYourAverageChick. I linked up with her because that was my brother's girlfriend. And she came to visit him, and I heard her sing. And I said, okay, I need to hear some more. And then so I used to catch her off guard when she thought I went around, and she was so good at singing. I said, oh yeah, man, you got to drop some music. She was like, I did a few songs, and then I heard one of her actual recorded songs. Man, it was off the chain. I said, yeah, I got to put on some songs.
And what did you say her Instagram was?
Not Your Average Chick.
Is she pursuing the music, or is she just rocking with you?
She's pursuing it now. She's back, you know, she's in college right now. So, cause she just turned 21. So she's in college now, but she was kind of shy about it at first, but now she's starting to go with it now. I always told her her voice was good, but now that she sees with chemistry that everybody loves her voice, now she's pursuing it.
All right. Is she still your brother's girlfriend?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Okay. Making sure that the music ain't torn apart.
Oh no, they still rocking.
Okay, no doubt. All right, man, I was strolling down your Instagram, man. You have this cover that is amazing. This artwork, this graphic is amazing. I want to talk a little bit about Lion God. Tell me a little bit about Lion God.
Lion God, that was a phrase that I came up with, like, every time I was always going through something, I always used to say that because that means, you know, Lion God stands for strength of God. So every time that, you know, I see people, I always want to let them know that their strength comes from, you know, it, no matter what you're going through, you can always find strength through God to pull you through your situation. It's always going to seem bad. It's always going to seem rough. But you got to go through the rain before the rainbow come up.
All right, who done those graphics, man? Is that a full project, or is it gonna be a song? What is that actually? Is that a full project, an EP, or?
Yes, Lion God is gonna be my first ever album that I ever put out, because I've dropped maybe, I want to say I've done 5 mixtapes, so this is gonna be my first ever album.
All right, now you mentioned something. This might settle an argument, or a lot of people might join in. Now, you say you've dropped like 5 mixtapes, and this is your first ever album. Tell me the difference from your perspective as an artist in a mixtape and an album. What will people get different from a King Magic mixtape than listening to a King Magic album?
A mixtape, you was getting me just introducing you to me coming into the rap game. But now that I've been here for a while and I've got it down packed, and I went through my bumps and bruises to get here, my album, you're going to hear where I came from to where I am now and how I got in the position that I am to get my full life story through my first album than you got through a mixtape.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, how well is it? Well, let's take us on a walk on those 5 mixtapes. Give us the order of those 5 mixtapes and how people can actually find them.
Okay. I got Daydream to Reality 1, and you can find it on Dat Piff, My Mixtapes, and Live Mixtapes. But Daydream to Reality 1 was a concept that I came up with because I used to always fantasize about being a musician or being an artist and record music. So I was like, you know what, stop daydreaming and turn your music into reality. So my Daydream to Reality series was 1 through 3. The first one, I recorded the first two in Mississippi. And that was when I was visiting my mom. She had got sick at one point, and I went home to check on her. I was down there for a while, and I recorded my first two mixtapes at her house. And ever since then, the Daydream to Reality series, it was slow pacing at first. But then when I dropped Daydream to Reality 3, a lot of people was rocking with it, and I recorded that here in Atlanta. But in between the mixtape series, Sip Atlanta as well. And on Sip Atlanta, I was taking a bunch of artists from Mississippi and Atlanta that was local, and I was putting them together on the mixtape to give a variety of different artists from where I'm from and the different local artists from where I am now. And I started with Sip Atlanta 1. I had a good turnout. Sip Atlanta 2 was a definitely good turnout. And then I came with Sip Atlanta 3, and it's been growing even more and more every mixtape. Then that's when I dropped Daydream to Reality 3. And now we are on the stages of doing Sip Atlanta 4, Southern Love. And I'm trying to get all the Southern artists, like country artists, R&B artists, on one mixtape to show a versatile of different music and genres in one mixtape.
All right, now, when you say Sip Atlanta, how hard is it getting you to get the album, getting the artist to participate in this mixtape?
At first, it was definitely hard because, you know, sometimes the people don't see it as a mainstream project. They don't really rock with it. But as I kept going with it and going with it and going with it, now it's getting kind of easier for more people to attach to it. I guess I had to show them that, you know, I was that type of artist. But I guess when you're branding yourself, you got to show people what you got before they can just tag along or come along to say, okay, I want to be down with this project.
All right. Now, the name King Magic, I ain't going to lie, bro. When I first heard the name King Magic, the first thing that came to my mind was a stripper. I was thinking about what's the movie? I can't think of the movie, man. It was about the male strippers. I ain't watch it. My wife told me about it. But,
yep,
but,
I know exactly what you're talking about because my wife watched it 24/7. It's Chocolate City.
Yeah, but I ain't watch it. But maybe King Magic made me think about that movie, man. How'd you come about the name King Magic, and how'd you come about that unique spelling?
When I first came up with Magic, like my dad and my cousin, they used to always say, since I was a kid, I could basically hustle anything. I could take something and make it out of nothing. And I used to always make it just go like magic. They was like, man, they were like, I was real smart growing up. I could hustle real good and all that stuff. Now I inherited and I've increased it to make it even more better. So the magic name came up because I was a good hustler at just moving stuff and just selling things or just making people buy something that they didn't want. So that's how magic came up. Then, you know, my dad used to always tell us growing up that, you know, God never made us, he never made us average. He made us great. And we come from a king. So I used to always say, you know, I come from God, so I'm a king. So that's where king came from. So I just put it together. One day I was sitting up and I was writing it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call myself King Magic.
All right, now you mentioned your wife.
With the spelling of it, so many people was spelling magic the regular way. So I said, you know what? Let me add a J or something different into it to make it unique and stand out from every other magic.
All right. Now, at this point in the game, man, being an independent artist is very, 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 very exasperating. It's a lot of hard work. It's tiring. It makes you want to quit. What has been some of the most valuable lessons you've learned as an independent artist?
The most lessons I've learned is learning the business of it, the registering, the getting your music on BMI, ASCAP, different companies, and just getting the music basically registered and just learning the business of how it takes to promote it and what it takes to record and actually engineer and just all the fundamentals that I didn't know when I first started. Now I know these things about the registering the songs and licensing the music and even sync licensing for music and TV shows. When I first started, I knew nothing about none of it. But now the best thing I've learned now is to learn the business side before you jump head in first without knowing it.
Okay, definitely, no doubt. Now, at this point in your career, what would you say has been your most prized accomplishment?
My most prized accomplishment is that I've got a chance to help a lot of artists that didn't know they had the talent, showcase their talents through my mixtapes. And I've got to link up with different wonderful people like you and other radio stations that actually is, like, now my music, I feel like it's been appreciated now. So that's one of the major assets that came with now, that I got my music where I want it to be now, and I've linked up with so many amazing, great people.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now, what's next for King Magic?
Oh, the next thing for King Magic now, everyone will be hearing my music this year on a lot of major movies and TV shows and independent films. And my next move now is that I've been transitioning over to do, I'm starting now with independent movies. I got my first movie audition, my first serious one, coming up in July 16th. I'm going to be auditioning for a little indie role in a movie, and I'm just trying to get my hands in everything. Like, I have my own video game company now. I create video games, so I want my hands in everything.
Oh, you mentioned video games. I'm glad you said that. I don't want to leave without asking you about King City Run. Tell us about that video game.
Oh, King City Run was a game similar to Subway Surfing, but I always wanted to create games based off my children. So a lot of games I have, I got three games out now. I have King City Run, I have Night City Kings, and then I also have Lion God Adventures. And all those games are interpreted with my kids around it. So that's just something I created for them that I put into a little trust deed for them. So as they get older, that's something that they can take with them when they get older.
Okay. And what made you get into the video games?
I always love gaming. But one of my favorite games always was Def Jam Vendetta with the rappers. So I always loved gaming, and I always wanted to get into it. And I was like, you know what? I want to come up, because that's what I'm in the branch of doing now. I'm coming up with my own fighting game to where I'm going to impute local artists to be able to add their characters into the video game. So, you know, I got a lot of things in work You know, it's just a little slow motion right now, but you always got to trust in the process.
All right, now, King Magic, when you create these video games, is there music that accompanies the video games? Like, how does that work for you?
With the music, I always just reach out to different artists, and I ask them, do they want to be a part of it? And some, they send their music, and then I take the music, and I ask them, is it registered? And they say yes. And then we run it, and I have to run it through my team, my development team, and they handle all of that as far as making sure, like, if the music gets on the game, that everyone's getting paid for it every time somebody plays the game. So we always want to make sure that all artists get money from what they're doing and show that you get a chance to get paid and showcase your music when people play the game.
No doubt, man. That's dope. That's dope. Is King Magic Music in those games also?
Yes, King City Run, me and Janae have a song called Fiend, and it's one of the main popular songs in the game.
Okay. All right. Now, bro, I got to ask, what do I got to do? I want a character in the game. Can Vic XL be in the game? What I got to do to get in the game?
Oh, all we just need is just a photo, and that's it. You already got it. And we're working on it now. We're finna make this game here. It's going to have a story mode where they can do a campaign single player. Then they're going to have the versus mode where the fighters, where each rapper can fight. But we definitely going to put it together. We're trying to make something bigger than Def Jam Vendetta.
Hey, man, you might should hold up. Let me talk about that a little bit. It might be artists all over the country who might want to get their own character in a video game. I know a lot of artists, you know, who might want to be in the video game, man. We might need to hold up. We might need to have a contest or something.
Yes, sir. We can definitely do that. Definitely.
All right, now, King Magic, because I'm dropping this interview also on YouTube, I'm not going to play any of your music on it, but I want you to, number one, tell people about some of these dope singles, like I said, Chemistry, Fiendin'. Tell people about a lot of these singles that you got in the marketplace and where they can check them out.
Okay, I have Chemistry featuring Janae. You can find that one on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all your major streaming platforms. And I also have Fiendin'. You can find that one on all major music platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. And you can also find Love and Pleasure, which is another one of my main singles. You can find that one on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and every major streaming platform.
Don't forget, Sexual Desire.
Oh, Sexual Desire will be dropping June 10th. We will be releasing Sexual Desire June 10th.
Okay, no doubt. Now, look, King Magic, I want to ask you a question, bro. When I look at this artwork, your artwork has a lot of sexual innuendos in it. Is King Magic trying to be the rapper you put on when you want to make a baby?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I broke up just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
All right. Now, I noticed on a lot of your artwork, you have a lot of sexual-based graphics or artwork. Is King Magic trying to be the rapper that you can most definitely throw on when you're trying to make a baby?
Yes, most definitely. That's the whole thing I was trying to market is nobody gets back to love anymore. We don't know what love music is no more, so that's what we're doing now. We're branching off to the love side to get that back going again.
All right, King Magic, before I let you go, number one, we live in the world of social media. Everything is social media. Everything is on the World Wide Web. How has social media and the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote your music and help you create and gain new fans?
I would definitely say this. Back when I first started to now, social media has been a big help because you can basically get more of your music out to more people now faster than you could if you had to go out and give it out like normally.
Okay, no doubt. Well, with that being said, let these people know how to find King Magic.
You can find me on Instagram, and that's King_Magic. That's M-A-G-J-I-C. And you can find me on Facebook, King Magic. And you can also find me on Twitter, at King Magic. And I'm on all your major music streaming platforms.
King Magic, you also on TikTok, right?
Yes, and I'm on TikTok as well, at King Magic.
All right. And King Magic, I was looking for Janae. You said not your average chick. Does she spell everything out? Is it any underscores or?
It's going to be, I know it's going to be NOTURAVNGECHICK.
All right. King Magic, it's been an honor and a pleasure, my guy. I'm finna jump into my stream in about 30, 40 minutes, and I'm going to drop by three of them things for you, my G.
All right, man. Thank you. You know, I always appreciate the love from Riding Dirty Radio. And like I said, anything you got going on, always let me know. I will pull up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, that's my guy representing that Sip Atlanta. That's King Magic. Y'all, please make sure y'all follow him